This article was read twice. One is the normal-paced version. The other is the slower-paced version. Teach for America is one of the nation's most successful educational programs. This year, a record 14,000 recent college graduates have asked to join the program. More than 1,700 young men and women will be chosen for their intelligence and strong personal skills. They will receive special training. Then they will teach children from poor families in schools in 17 areas of the country. They will teach for 2 years. A student at Princeton University in Princeton, New Jersey, had the idea for Teach for America in 1989. Wendy Kopp recognized that children from poor families have more problems learning than other children do. She wrote a paper proposing a national teaching organization. People soon supported her idea. Money from major companies helped launch the program. About 500 young people began teaching in the program in 1990. Today, Ms. Kopp still leads the organization. Over the years, 8,000 teachers in the program have taught more than 1 million children. Teach for America has received money from individuals, organizations, companies, and federal government. Money also comes from individuals and businesses in communities where the teachers work. Sometimes the Teach for America teachers organize events to help provide money for supplies for their classrooms. Many of their schools do not have enough money for supplies. School officials praise the Teach for America teachers. 60% of the teachers continue in educational work after finishing their 2 years. Most express satisfaction at having made a difference in children's lives. For example, Nicole Schuring taught mathematics to teenage students in Phoenix, Arizona. When she began, her 120 students were the least successful students in the area. Ms. Schuring developed ways to get her students to do well in math. She organized them into groups and gave them special things when all members succeeded. She got to know her students and their families outside of the school as a way of gaining their trust. By the end of the year, 2/3 of her students performed at the highest level in a special math test. Teach for America is one of the nation's most successful educational programs. This year, a record 14,000 recent college graduates have asked to join the program. More than 1,700 young men and women will be chosen for their intelligence and strong personal skills. They will receive special training. They will teach children from poor families in schools in 17 areas of the country. They will teach for 2 years. A student at Princeton University in Princeton, New Jersey, had the idea for Teach for America in 1989. Wendy Kopp recognized that children from poor families have more problems learning than other children do. She wrote a paper proposing a national teaching organization. People soon supported her idea. Money from major companies helped launch the program. About 500 young people began teaching in the program in 1990. Today, Ms. Kopp still leads the organization. Over the years, 8,000 teachers in the program have taught more than 1 million children. Teach for America has received money from individuals, organizations, companies, and the federal government. Money also comes from individuals and businesses and communities where the teachers work. Sometimes, the Teach for America teachers organize events to help provide money for supplies for their classrooms. Many of their schools do not have enough money for supplies. School officials praised the Teach for America teachers. 60% of the teachers continue in educational work after finishing their 2 years. Most express satisfaction at having made a difference in children's lives. For example, Nicole Schuring taught mathematics to teenage students in Phoenix, Arizona. When she began, her 120 students were the least successful students in the area. Ms. Schuring developed ways to get her students to do well in math. She organized them into groups and gave them special things when all the members succeeded. She got to know her students and their families outside of the school as a way of gaining their trust. By the end of the year, 2/3 of her students performed at the highest level on a special math test.